What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Bear Performance Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Bear, owner and CEO of Bear Performance Nutrition. And as always, welcome to the show. So today, man, today is April 9th. It's the evening of April 9th. We are in the midst of COVID-19, coronavirus, pandemic, and many, many states are on lockdown. The country as a whole, in the United States, worldwide, but you know, from what I can see in the United States, complete lockdown. And it's crazy the way the world, the culture, the community has shifted in this amount of time. The mindset of the pandemic has changed and evolved. And just going out, I mean, I'm sure you guys have experienced it. Going to the grocery store is different. Everyday life is different. Restaurants, bars, gyms, retail, everything closed. And it'll be really interesting to see what it does to the economy after all this is over. Now, at Bear Performance Nutrition, it has not affected us. Like I've talked about in my previous podcast and on social media, we are considered an essential business as dietary supplements in the food and dietary supplement industry. So we have not been affected at all. We can maintain operations. Our manufacturers can maintain operations. And we're very fortunate of that. And one of the things that we decided to roll out during this time was as soon as they announced that gyms are going to be closed, and who knows how long gyms are going to be closed. I have some good friends that are gym owners, and you know, they're in some pretty tough and rough spots with everything going on. I mean, because cash is still flowing out. Cash has just stopped flowing in. I mean, the balance of cash flow for any business is it's critical. It's crucial for success and survival. And a lot of these businesses that had to close down, retail specific, there's no cash coming in anymore. But as soon as we heard that gyms were going to be closing, we decided to launch a training platform. Now, for the past like 6 months, and this is going to kind of dive into what this podcast is about. The podcast I'm talking about today, it's been on my mind all day, is about investment. Investing. Not investing money in terms of stocks and mutual funds in the bank. No, investing in other things, skills, yourself. And we'll dive into that. But where I was going with this was we launched this training platform within the Bear Performance Nutrition app. And for the past 6+ months, I've been working on this platform, Embrace the Suck Training, which is going to be a training platform within the Bear Performance Nutrition app. It'll be a monthly subscription that you pay for that will be programmed by my really good buddy who is a certified strength and conditioning coach, Green Bray, and is coming to work for the Bear Performance Nutrition team as a head coach of Embrace Suck Training in a few months. And while we were in the development of this app, I mean, we were just wrapping it up, we decided, well, hey, let's launch early, let's make it free, and let's offer a home training version so that people can keep maintaining their level of fitness. So if you guys haven't downloaded that yet, in the Bear Performance Nutrition app, available for iPhones and Androids, you can go on to the app and sign up for Embrace the Suck Training. Home training, it's free. You still have to enter your credit card information because that's what triggers the app to allow access under your account. However, you won't be charged, and we update it every Sunday night. It's 5 training days a week. It includes a lot of bodyweight stuff, obviously, core, back, upper, chest, lower body, legs, and there's a lot of running involved. So if you've been following my training, it's kind of similar to what my training is right now. It's a hybrid style without weights, and it'll kick your ass. I mean, there are some workouts in there that will leave you sucking, hence the name, Embrace the Suck. So go give that a try. Maintain your level of fitness with all the stuff going on in the world right now, because who knows when gyms are going to open back up. but we're going to keep this free home training version of Embrace the Suck training live and free for as long as gyms are closed. Now, with that being said, let's go backwards a little bit. I brought off the term, the word investment. And this is why I've really been thinking about this, because I'm at a point right now, not just me personally, but my team, the employees, the staff, the team members of BPN, we have been in an investment phase for, you know, I'd say a solid 12 months at this point. And in terms of business, in terms of life, you go through phases of investing. So there's investing, then there's researching, and there's development, and there's implementing and executing. And you can apply this to business. You can apply this to your personal goals and ambitions and mission in life, business, fitness, whatever you want. It can apply to everything, investing. And like I said, this is not investing in terms of stocks, mutual funds, startups, stuff like that. And I think a lot of people get turned off by the word investment or investing because they think money, and possibly money they don't have, and especially money they don't have to invest right now. And that word instantly turns people off without giving any sort of depth or concept behind that term. Now, investing can be, and we're going to talk about it in yourself. It can be in yourself, in your team, in your corporate environment, in your family. And the way I describe it is right now, a lot of us, if you're in the United States specifically and probably worldwide, we're in quarantine, right? A lot of people aren't going to work. They're working from home. They might have off work. Unfortunately, a lot of people are being laid off or on furlough with their positions because of the state of the economy in the world right now. And a lot of people have more free time than they did a few weeks and months ago. I mean, we're seeing this in trends online. Online activity has picked up. Social media activity has picked up. A lot more people are home, online, and wasting a lot of time. Like, straight up truth, a lot of people are wasting a lot of time. And this is an opportunity for a lot of people to take advantage of and invest in themselves. You know, because I can't help but tell a story that relates directly to this that will give some background in what I'm talking about. So when I was transitioned and stationed for a 9-month rotation in South Korea in 2016 with the Army, I got there, and as a brand, Bear Performance Nutrition was making like $2,000 to $3,000 a month. I mean, we were in the early stages. We were in the struggling stages. And when I got there, I realized the potential and the things that I could do with my free time while stationed there. So I saw something that other people didn't see. Other people saw a lot of wasted time playing video games, watching movies, watching TV, hanging out and just BSing in the barracks. But I saw it as an opportunity to invest in myself and grow the business, grow the brand. So what did I do? I eliminated all distractions that didn't point to my mission of investing in myself. So every moment outside of work with the military, Army was priority. That was my main job. Every moment outside of my time in the military was spent investing in myself, teaching myself skill sets, researching. You know, just to give some examples, I taught myself coding. I was reading business books upon business books. I was taking online courses. I learned how to film and edit videos by watching YouTubers like Casey Neistat. I was following, you know, marketing agencies and people doing TED Talks online, just hearing what they were doing, what they did in the past, what worked and what didn't work. I was investing in myself with all this free time, just soaking up all this knowledge. You guys have heard me talk about the concept of learning one new thing a day. Well, that applies to this as well. If you learn one new thing every day, at the end of the year, you're going to have this handful, this bucket of new skills that you acquired that are now in your toolbox. And that's an investment. That's investing in yourself. But when I was in South Korea, I invested in myself every single day by learning more, by eliminating distractions, by buckling down, going all in. And within 90 days of being there, I took the brand from making $2,000 a month to $10,000 a month. And then in a 12-month period, I grew the company 750%, making it and turning into a seven-figure brand. After, you know, our first 3 years of business, making $20,000 total in revenue. And I did this by buckling down and investing in myself. And I tell that story because a lot of you are in a position right now where you have free time. But one of the things you're not willing to do is eliminate the distractions. You see, that's one of the first steps you have to do to start investing in yourself. Now, we live in a world where there's so much shit going on a daily basis. You are consuming and consuming and consuming media and information and news. Man, especially with everything going on right now with the virus. How many different stories do you hear on a daily basis? How often does it change? Everyone's telling a different story, a different way, and you're consuming this over and over. A lot of that is distractions. There are times and place to be pulling information and certain information. But if you're spending hours on TikTok watching dumb shit, well, that's a distraction. The first step to investing in yourself is eliminating distractions. And one of the second steps is focusing on you and not worrying about everyone else. You know, one of our athletes, Russell Orhi, Russ Swole, he talks about this a lot, and I really resonate with this. You know, he talks about focusing on you and not worrying about what everyone else is doing. Because when he's training and everyone's coming at him saying, train this way, train that way, try this, do this, his response is, I appreciate the input, I appreciate the feedback, but worry about you. I'll worry about me. And once you decide to invest in yourself, once you eliminate distractions, then it's focusing on you, not what everyone else is doing. Because everyone else at that point is also a distraction. The reason I bring this up is because I know there's so many people that have these things they want to do, whether it's build a business, run a marathon, do an Ironman triathlon. Of the things I've done in the past couple of years of my life and really stepped out and went all in, literally embodied and built and founded the Go One More mentality. You know, we own that trademark for a reason. We founded that. Go One More mentality is ours. That is mine. I truly embodied that and lived that, and it did wonders for me. It transformed my life. So it's not something I'm just spewing out there. I've seen the way it works. I see what it does. Every single day, going one more, investing in yourself. You know, so I'm currently in an investment phase of my life right now. And like I've said in the beginning of this, it goes through phases. Like, you're not going to just, if I just solely relied on that investment I made in myself when I spent that 9 months in South Korea, well, I would have did that investment. I would have, you know, paid my dues there, learned, implemented, and then I'd kind of just be falling off. Like, throughout your entire life, as long as you live, as long as you want to grow and develop and adapt, you have to keep going through these investment phases. In the beginning, I didn't understand this. Like, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I didn't understand this concept. It's something I learned along the way. And I realize now how it works. You know, too often we want to chase a sprint. We don't want to chase the marathon, right? We decide, maybe based off impulse or influence, or we see something, that's what I want. That's what I want to be driving. That's where I want to live. That's the title I want. That's the job I want. And you want to sprint to get to it as fast as possible. And while you're sprinting to get to it as fast as possible, you're skipping the most crucial steps. And a lot of those steps include failing, I'll be honest. And if you look at it as a marathon, not a sprint, you're going to have so much more success in the long run. Hence why it's called an investment. You see, this is all coming full circle now, right? When you invest your money, say in stocks or the market or in startups, you're taking a risk. You're allocating money that you could spend elsewhere, and it's something you believe in, to watch it grow and provide a return for you. Well, it's the same thing with your time, your resources, opportunity cost. You know, and everything you decide to invest in, now we're talking time, right? Now we're talking time, not money. If I want to spend, if I decide I wanted to do something with my life, and I'm all in, and I know it's a long-term thing, and I'm investing time, there's an opportunity cost involved in that. All right, what does that mean? Well, I'm deciding to spend my money on investment A, you know, working on this project for maybe 2 years, and that's where my time is allocated. You can't buy more of it. Can't buy more time. And because I decide to go route A, that's an opportunity cost where I can't go route B. I can't go route C or D. I personally only have so much time to allocate to certain things. So there's an opportunity cost involved in these investments. And like I'm saying, we're in an investment phase right now of my life in Bayer Performance Nutrition, because we're almost on like a 2 year investment plan. Like when we decided we're going to start working on something, it's typically 2 years till that comes to life. You know, this past year, and I was talking to Jordan, our videographer, a few weeks ago, and I think this resonated with him a lot because he keeps bringing it up, where I said the things we're doing right now, things we've been doing the past 6 months, a lot of those things won't come to life for another year and a half, maybe 2 years. But the things we're doing now, we're investing in, that when those 2 years come up, we're fully ready to implement and execute. You see, it goes through phases. And I mean, and you can apply this to business, like I said, your goal, fitness, like me training to qualify for the Boston Marathon right now. Well, that's a massive investment of time, opportunity cost of that time in training, of creating content around that, learning. It goes through the phases of, you decide on what you're going to do. And then you spend that time initially researching, testing, and learning. Right? So when I was in South Korea and I decided to invest in myself, I was researching, testing, and learning. You know, a few months ago when I decided we wanted to do a small rebrand with Bayer Performance Nutrition, we wanted to launch an ambassador program. We wanted to rebuild our site. We want to introduce some new products and reach a new market and new endurance. Well, that's researching, testing, and learning. And after you pass that phase and you've checked that block, then you move on to the development phase. And that's the phase I'm in right now in my training for my marathon. You know, I did my research. I tested. I learned a lot. And now in the development phase, I hired a coach. And I'm building my aerobic strength, building my aerobic capacity. In the business sense, we're developing these systems that we researched and tested and learned about months and months ago. And then the last phase is implementation and execution. This might be race day for marathon training. This might be launching the ambassador course, or launching the new website, or launching a new product for Bayer Performance Nutrition. You see, you go through these phases: research, test, learn, and then develop, and then implement and execute. And you all have the opportunity to invest in yourself, no matter what it is you want to do. But the thing is, too many people don't, because one, not willing to eliminate distractions. Two, too worried about what everyone else is doing and saying. And three, one of the most important, is that there's an opportunity cost associated with that investment of your time. Too many people don't want to take the time to invest in themselves, because that means, well, they have to eliminate the things, other things they love in their life. Maybe that's going out. Maybe that's spending more money and traveling or just BSing and wasting time. So keep that in mind. For reasons you may not be accomplishing the things you want to accomplish right now, in ways that you can be taking advantage of your time during this quarantine, during COVID-19 and the coronavirus. We all have the opportunity. It's just that not everyone is willing to take it. So we'll see you guys in the next episode.